May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Been hanging out some in Psalm 68. It's an amazing psalm about the presence and how the presence of God affects the godly and how the presence of God affects the ungodly. And then what role in part we play in terms of attracting the presence of the Lord. I love this. I think it's become another one of my favorite verses is in Psalm 68, verse 8. We talked about it several times this week. When it says, the earth quaked and the heavens dropped at the presence of the Lord. What an amazing statement. Whenever God's presence shows up in your life in a unique way, whenever you carry his presence well, host his presence well, or in a congregation or in a geographical area, that's revival. Because what happens when God's presence is manifest, the heavens drop. And the things that happen in heaven begin to manifest themselves on earth at a high level. But this is the very first part of Psalm 68. Just a real simple word. But it's encouragement. And I think it's something directional too. In terms of those of you maybe from time to time have been in a desert place. Or maybe from time to time every day have been in a desert place. And that's not unusual. That's what happens with all of us. As a matter of fact, Song of Solomon, if you've been reading the devotionals that are on As and Wars, talks about this fallen world as a desert, as a wilderness. And that in Christ, he's come to carry us to this wilderness place of temptation and brokenness and suffering. Christ has come to set us free, destroy the works of the devil. But this is a fallen world we live in. And so sometimes we kind of give into that and find ourselves in places. Here it says in verse 1 of Psalm 68, let God arise and his enemies will scatter. That's awesome. So anytime you find yourself in a desert place spiritually, it's because the enemies of God are attacking you, the enemies of your soul. And he says, let God arise, his enemies will scatter, and let those who hate him flee before him. Demonic spirits or those kind of things. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish before God. Anytime God's presence comes, he brings with him fire and wind. Because it's wind that causes the smoke to go away. And it's the fire that causes the wax to melt. And so that's a great description of God's presence. One of the manifestations of God's presence in the spiritual realm, he always brings with him fire and wind. And it's not just to thrill us, but it's also the way he attacks the powers of darkness that are attacking us. Because again, remember this in the context, let God arise. So if God has risen in your life, if he's manifesting, showing up, then the enemy's being scattered. All these things are happening to the enemy. The Lord's causing them to go away because of the wind that comes in the Holy Spirit's presence, the fire of God. But he says this, but let the righteous be glad, and let them exult before God. Yes, let them rejoice with gladness, sing to God with praises, sing praises to his name. Cast up a highway for him who rides through the deserts, whose name is the Lord, and exult before him. Psalm 22, verse 3 is a really familiar passage. It says, the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Hear that again. The Lord inhabits the praises of his people. And what these few little verses are saying is something really simple. If you find yourself in the midst of warfare, just going through inexplicable depression. Now, it's one thing if you're struggling and you've lost peace because of sin, just ask the Holy Spirit to show you. If you find yourself in a dark place, in a desert place, ask a simple question. God, is there a sin? Is there something I've not owned? Show me. He's the convictor. He will. He's not cruel. He's not going to let you wallow around not knowing in the darkness what's going on in your life. And then when he shows you something, you deal with it. Could be as simple as unbelief. Maybe you found yourself here because you stopped believing something or whatever, or you've been complaining. But if you just find yourself under attack, and that happens with some people, just depression will hit you or something will just hit you. And then you start struggling with issues like belief and things like that. And so what's the solution? Well, you need to build a highway for God. Because he rides through the deserts. If you build a highway for him, it talks about that in Isaiah 35. Build a highway for him so that he can travel, so he can rise up. and travel through your situation, travel in your moment. How do you build a highway for God? By worship. God inhabits the praises of his people. He says, but let the righteous be glad. Let them exult before God. Yes, let them rejoice with gladness. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Cast up a highway for him who rides through the deserts, whose name is the Lord, and exalt before him. This is one of the real simple principles, truths in Scripture. If you find yourself in the midst of a battle, you find yourself sinking, like in emotional quicksand, just under attack, inexplicable attack, even in the era of temptation. It's not normal temptations come out of the blue. Then what do you do? Start praising God. Because when you praise God, you build a highway for him so he can rise up. And when he rises up, he brings fire and wind, and he'll drive the enemy away. God inhabits the praises of his people. That's so simple, isn't it? And we want to make things so deep and so complicated. We want to get some new, fascinating truth. A simple truth is this, is every time you praise God, God rises. And then he travels in your experience, and he chases the enemy away. And you just keep praising him until it lifts. You just keep worshiping him until it lifts. Sing to him. Some of you don't sing really well. It sounds good to God, I can tell you that. It ravishes his heart. Or maybe it's just open praises. You know, well, if you're a bunch of people, just excuse yourself. Go take a ride down the road and just praise God. Marcel Gray's testimony, and she's open about her testimony, is that, you know, for years, if those of you who've lived in Selma long enough, she was famously mentally ill. Livia said when she grew up, Marcel was the crazy person. They just referred to her, that was the crazy person. I think she was institutionalized 13 times before I met her in her days. When Marcel got healed, Charles had to have an appointment with Livia because he needed her to teach him. He said, I'm living with a stranger. I don't know what to do with her. He'd been taking care of a mentally ill person all those years. But what Marcel learned to do as she got healed over a period of time, is that anytime she'd come under attack, because she could play the piano some, she would get on that piano and just praise God until God arose, until she built a highway for the Lord so the Lord could come. Because when God arises, the enemy scatters. And she would do that all the time, year after year. That was her testimony. Well, you know, and she had some unique things she had to deal with and fight. She was particularly fragile in those areas, but as God stayed in this place of traveling on a highway that she's lifted up through praises, she found victory after victory after victory all those years. And really, it was her intercession that birthed all this, because she was the one who go before the Lord, would contend again and again. When I first moved here, Lord, make this guy charismatic. So I blame her whenever I get in trouble too. I go, it's your fault. And Marcel, but what a classic example. A simple weapon, a divine weapon, is just praise. You find yourself in a battle, just start praising God. And then God will rise with fire and wind, and he'll scatter the enemy. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.